your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Come in time for KER Politics. We're going to devote the first half of the program today to a guy who I think is, well, I know he's one of my heroes in this business. His name is David Horowitz. David has been very active in conservative issues over the years. He's been on the show numerous times. We're going to talk a little bit, first of all, today about David's book. So I will be reading it here, but I have an idea. I know exactly what David's going to be talking about. The name of the book is The Final Battle. David, you want to talk about that book a little bit, sir?
Sure. The subtitle is The Next Election Could Be the Last. And I've written, this is the third book I've written on how the Democrat Party is driving towards a one-party state. You can just see it in their treatment of Trump. Trump is the only American president ever who increased his vote for a second term, and he did it by 11 million votes. And they demonized everybody who supports Trump as a white supremacist, white nationalist, insurrectionist. These are disgusting lies. There's no evidence whatsoever. Joe Biden keeps repeating the lie that Trump dead the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville or wherever it was were good people. He never said that, and he denounced them. And it's all, you know, it's on videotape. So, you know, Joe Biden, egregious, brazen liar in the history of our country. He's a criminal. And the Democrat Party is now a criminal party. We're supposed to have an independent Justice Department that applies the law equally to everybody. But this is, under Merrick Garland, the Justice Department is just a weapon in the hands of Hunter Biden, basically, to protect Hunter and to persecute anybody who challenges the Justice Department. Like, there's this whistleblower, and all the whistleblowers are in danger. We're in a semi-fascist state now. What distinguishes fascism is its use of corporate entity to do its dirty work. Nazi Germany, IG Farben, and Standard Oil, and we have the same thing here. They're supporters of the Democrats and carry out censorship and persecution. We just today, Stuart Rhodes, to 18 years in jail. He wasn't even at the Capitol, and the Capitol protests on January 6th were tea parties compared to what the left did in the summer of 2020. So we don't have justice in America anymore. We don't have First Amendment freedom. It's just terrible. There's a professor just recently, he was 22 years a law professor, tenured. And then he wrote an article for The Hill defending Clarence Thomas. And they sent police into his classroom to arrest him and then fired him for defending Clarence Thomas. This isn't America anymore. It's a nightmare. My book documents all this, the final battle. The reason I say that the next election could be the last is because the Democrats have tried to fix the last and have three elections and successfully fixed two of them. And the evidence for that is pretty overwhelming. But for the Democrats, if you criticize an election and you're a Republican, you're a traitor. You're an insurrectionist. Whereas David, the Democrats have challenged every election of a Republican in this century and gone to the well of the House and tried to decertify the election.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, David.
So there are three big points I think you put in your book. One is the double standard in the Justice Department you're talking about. The fact that citizenship is irrelevant in America right now, and then this use of cancel culture in a combination with the media and of course law enforcement intimidation, as you're talking about with this professor. How do we overcome this?
This isn't meant personally, but we should stop calling it a double standard. It's much worse than that. Stuart Rhodes just got 18 years in jail for speech. You know, he thought that Trump was doing nothing and that people should protest. That's what he got 18 years in jail for. The leaders of Black Lives Matter burned, killed dozens of people, and eventually it was thousands and tens of thousands. And they've stolen $100 million in contributions that were supposed to go to help black people, but went to buy them and their friends' mansions.
Yeah.
And they're walking scot-free. That's a little worse than a double standard.
No, I agree with you completely. I agree. But...
And look what they've done to Trump. I mean, how many...
Yeah.
Half the impeachments in the history of the country are attempts to impeach Trump, but they did nothing wrong.
Yeah, over bogus arguments.
Just the fact that they call him a white supremacist. He was a liberal before he ran against the Democrats.
Yeah.
He was a guest at the Clintons' wedding. He won the NAACP awards for crying out tears. He stood up for school choice for inner city kids for 20 years. That's Trump's sins. His sin is that he threatened the Democrat stranglehold on America's inner cities. Every injustice that blacks suffer or Hispanics suffer in our inner cities, every injustice Democrats are 100% responsible for, because they control all the inner cities, which is why we have riots and crime waves in all the major cities in America.
How do we turn it around? What?
Well, start calling them what they are. They're gangsters. Joe Biden, let's see. Well, what do people say about Joe Biden? Oh, that he may be compromised. He's a traitor.
Biden
family has grown rich beyond its wildest dreams by taking bribes from foreign powers and allowing them to influence our foreign policy. He's China's biggest ally, and the power that wants to replace us, a ruthless power that just, when did they kill 9 million people with the virus that they created and spread?
Yeah, not to mention.
We're not living in reality. So the first step is that people should stop, being afraid to call a spade a spade, and should fight back. Don't try to protect them. I just saw it the other day.
Oh, we got about 30 seconds left, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Well, Pamela Jayapal, a communist head of the Progressive Caucus in the Democratic Party, was saying that the Republicans are responsible for the border crisis that Joe Biden created single-handedly, and the Republican response was that the Democrats are obfuscating Republicans. Obfuscating. How many voters know what obfuscating means?
Hey, David, you have some really strong opinions. You've got a great, great position on things. We really appreciate that. Thank you for all this information.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.